This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Right, family, as I promised, we've got Tepang with us on the line speaking to us about his incredible book, which is Youth with Purpose and Power, that he has written. And so we're going to have this opportunity to speak to him and find out about the reasoning behind writing the book. Tepang, how are you this afternoon?
Hello, and yourself, Petula. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it. Tepang, I'm going to go straight into it, you know, finding out a bit about the book, you know, and what inspired you to write the book, Youth with Purpose and Power. I know that you've worked with young people a lot in the past, and you currently do still work with young people. But yeah, just the inspiration behind you now being an author of a book for young people.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. So my journey started in 2015. So I'll just give you a bit of context. Before that, I grew up in a very, very religious home, and I didn't have a relationship with God, nor did my mom have a relationship with God. But later on in her years, she encountered the love of God. And, you know, I remember while I was so young, there was just a quite distinct, you know, change in the mood and the atmosphere within my home. But with that, I had not personally encountered God until 2015, when I was in Stellenbosch during my final year. A friend persistently just invited me to church. And you know, when you don't have the revelation of the love of God, you just think church is the furthest thing, you know, to actually go and find meaning and purpose in life. But, you know, God had his plans, and finally I said yes. And when I got there, completely my life just transformed, you know. And prior to that, I just had a longing for more to life. You know, what was life all about? It had to just be more than just the status quo of saying, hey, you know, go get a degree, have a family, have kids. I just had a longing. And when I went to that church, when the pastor started preaching, I just felt like, wow, this is it. And then I became born again, and God just gave me a wonderful passion for reaching the youth. Because I was like, one thing I said to him, I was like, Father, you know, I would have paid anything to hear the message of salvation as young as I was. Because growing up as a teenager in South Africa is not easy. So that's where the passion started, and God literally, you know, started doing a work in my heart. And yeah, he equipped me, gave me a passion to reach out to the youth, and this is how the book was inspired. So 6 years later, we produced the book and published it, Youth with Purpose and Power, from a heart burning with passion for the gospel of Christ and reaching the youth with that message as early as possible, because teenage years are very challenging and they're quite a confusing phase in life. Mm-hmm. So, that's
how
it started, and that's where the
question
comes from.
Wow, it's so incredible to just see the walk that you had, you know, with Christ, your own personal journey, and just the depth of it all, and how it's come together now in you writing this book. And so, Tepang, when one reads the book, a young person reads the book, what is the hope that you have that they will get from the book? What is it that you'd like them to get from the book?
Okay, cool, thanks. Personally, my desire is just to fall in love with Jesus, but also understanding that God loves them. God knew them by name before time began. The Bible says, before he formed the world, he knew us by name personally. You know, when I received that, it changed my life completely. So what I would want, you know, what I hope to inspire in young people studying and reading this book is to know that God loves them, God has a purpose for them, God knows each and every youth by name, personally, every detail of their life, and he wants to have an active relationship with them, and he wants to guide them in fulfilling their purpose. So this book will inspire you to know the love of God, but also to know your purpose and how to practically go and live it and fulfill the purpose in God.
I love that. being able to fulfill the purpose in God and what God has called you for. And it's almost like you don't want other young people to go through what you went through, you know, knowing Christ but not really having that deep understanding and that relationship with Him. So I love that it's coming from a place of truth, you know, a place of authenticity. And so just looking at the process now of being an author, how was that for you? You know, I'm sure it must have been overwhelming, you know, the writing process. How did it go for you? Or was it just, you know, one day you just, you know, took your laptop and you just started typing, and that was it? You know, the next day there was a book.
No, thanks for that. And actually, it's quite an amazing journey, because if you know me personally, you would have never thought I would have written a book. So it's quite amazing, and it's just a testimony of, you know, the power of God, that He completely changes our lives. Because first of all, I had to actually, you know, I grew up in Mpumalanga, so we never actually got to speak English, you know, as a way of communication until I got to University of Stellenbosch, and it was just a quick learning curve. So it never in my mind I would think that I would write a book in English, you know. But God empowered me and He gave me all the tools. The process of writing the book was really, really challenging. So many challenges personally. It was stretched over 2 years. It was really tough. I lost my mom, my only parent in that time. So, and yeah, it was really incredibly challenging, but literally just God put me through it, and He equipped me with everything that I needed. And supernaturally, one of the biggest testimonies is that I had met my editor 2 years prior, before knowing that God wants me to write a book. So that when I said, I had that heart, and He was, okay, Father, I hear you, you want me to write a book, but where do I find an editor? And then when I started looking within my circle, I found one, which actually is running a business of editorial company. So that is just showing you again that He not only calls us, but He equips us with everything that we need to fulfill our purpose. So yeah, that was my journey. Quite tough, but at the end, you know, His power, His grace just got me through it. And yeah, and we're here now.
Absolutely. You know, when you humble yourself to His call and you're obedient to what He has set in your heart, I think you really just see the goodness of God, and you see how He's able to carry you through. And you have been obedient by writing this book, and you know, by sending a message to the youth out there. And my last question to you is, what legacy do you wish to leave behind as Tsepang?
The legacy I want to leave behind is literally just, you know, stake all that you are on Jesus, you know, regardless of where you come from, regardless of who your parents are, your upbringing. You know, this wonderful man, God, Jesus, loves us deeply, and He has wonderful plans for each and every one of us. And like you're saying, He just calls us unto obedience, completely following Him. And I want to be remembered as someone who completely followed Jesus, regardless of the price, or, you know, whatever that he desires of me. It is absolutely worth it. And that's what I want to be remembered by, just living a life fully, fully, fully dedicated to following Jesus, and living a legacy that is actually stands the test of time, because, you know, His word is forever. And as we are obedient in that, you know, people will be blessed. You know, people might be blessed by this book in generations to come. So that is my hope, and that's the legacy that I want to leave behind. Yeah.
Lovely. I love it a lot. Tsepang, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you nothing but God's blessing over your book, Youth with Purpose and Power, a message to young people in Christ and those that might be searching and asking themselves questions, you know, who is this Christ? I believe that this book will give you those answers. And Tsepang, may God just really open doors for you, extend your territory as you go ahead and journey with Him. Thank you so much, and blessings.
Thank you so much, Tina. God bless you.
There's one more thing. How do we get a hold of the book if we are interested in purchasing the book?
Okay, cool. You can for now, you can text me, send me a WhatsApp or give me a call at 061-379-1818. That is 061-379-1818. You'll get a signed copy for 100 rand.
Fantastic. Thank you so much and blessings.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, family, that was Tsepang Makubedi. He is the author of Youth with Purpose and Power for young people that know Christ, that don't know Christ, that have questions. He takes you through a journey. I would highly recommend that we all get a copy of that book. Google or go to Facebook and search for Tsepang Makubedi and search for Youth with Purpose and Power. You will definitely get a hold of him and be able to purchase the book. And of course, he did give us a number there that you can dial and get through to him and purchase the book. It is 061-379-1818. And purchase the book. It's important. It's going to help you. Family, I declare Julius McGann coming your way. We do have Steve Zimmerman as well that will be joining us.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.